recent developments that show how close we are to an Alzheimer's vaccine. We got a news update on that from Dr. Eitan Okun, who joins us here from Bar-Ilan University, Israel. Good morning, doctor. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning. It's a pleasure.
All right, let's go, I guess, explain how a vaccine would even be possible for dealing with Alzheimer's and maybe the process that got us to this point.
That's a good question. Typically, we think of vaccines as related to pathogens that infect us, whether viruses or bacteria. So these are external pathogens that infect us, and our immune response reacts to it, and it can be boosted by a vaccine. However, during our development, our immune system is taught not to react against our body's own proteins. And for the most part, it succeeds. Whenever it doesn't, then we have an autoimmune disease. And in Alzheimer's disease, there is a unique situation in which several of the body's own proteins undergo some abnormal process that causes them to accumulate in certain regions. In the case of Alzheimer's disease, it's in the brain, in specific brain regions. And this abnormal accumulation causes cell death. So we lose tissue in the brain over the years, over the decades, until we become quite old. And then because of the significant loss of brain tissue, we exhibit symptoms. We forget things. We don't know where we are. And therefore, this is the result of a process that happens as a result of an abnormality in the body's own proteins. Because it's the body's own proteins, we don't have a very efficient means to interrupt this process. The body cannot do that by himself. And here the concept of vaccination comes in handy, because we can manipulate our immune response by intervening, and we can vaccinate against these abnormal proteins that now accumulate abnormally, and utilize the immune response and specific cells in the brain that can now react against these accumulating proteins. So it's something they couldn't do before, and now we help them externally to do this work.
Doctor, what was it that made you believe that maybe a vaccine might be a better way to go than finding a cure?
Okay, so this is a complex answer. First of all, vaccines for Alzheimer's disease have been attempted long before I started my research, for more than a decade ago, and for the very reason that we think that some proteins are involved in the pathology of the disease. So if we think that the accumulation of a specific protein is responsible for deteriorating the condition of the brain, then we try to vaccinate against it. And so, to your question, why do I think that prevention, that is delaying the onset of the disease, is better than curing? And so the answer to this is because when we see an elderly individual starts to losing its ability to memorize events, memorize names of people, losing its ability to find himself in the street, so, thinking that he's at home when he's elsewhere, or vice versa, this is because, or due to the fact that a lot of cells in the brain are simply dead. So you lose a lot of brain tissue to a point in which there is no way for the brain to produce memories or to recall memories, recall previous memories. And therefore, as soon as the person already exhibits these symptoms, there is no way to bring the will, the situation back. And so there is no way to cure this condition. You have to take the approach of delaying the onset of the disease. I'm not sure even that the onset can be completely prevented, but delaying it to the point in which we reach our maximal lifespan, that I think will be possible.
Doctor, where are we with the point at which this actually become adaptable for humans? Where is this trial? Is it going to start? Where is this tech research at standpoint right now?
So again, the approach of vaccination in Alzheimer's disease against proteins that we think are the cause of the disease has been done. However, we are trying to, and all of them failed, by the way. All the clinical trials in vaccination against Alzheimer's failed. Not only vaccination, also all the other approaches failed miserably so far. And in my opinion, the reason for this failure is the fact that these interventions, that is the initiating the preventative therapy, begin too late for the patients that were treated. It is my opinion, and not only my opinion, that treating Alzheimer's disease, and by the way, many other dementias, needs to be initiated way earlier, that is decades before the disease emerges or the symptoms of the disease emerge, because the disease is there, it's in the brain. It happens slowly, deteriorating brain tissue, and therefore we think that it has to be initiated way earlier.
How are you able to sort of get that early diagnosis? Because even at this point, isn't Alzheimer's only concluded after the person has passed and they're able to do other testing on the brain? But how do you find an early diagnosis so that you're at the right stage for the vaccine?
You are absolutely right that there is no conclusive way to determine whether a person has Alzheimer's unless the person dies, and then using an autopsy it can be verified, but you cannot do it while the person is still alive. And right now a lot of research is being done into imaging using PET-CT in hospitals to try and see whether the specific protein thought to be involved in the disease can be imaged or visualized in the brain of a human, of a living human. It is still early stages because the compounds that are being tested are still not very specific, and they give a lot of noise in the imaging pictures, and so we're still not there as far as the early diagnosis. And for that reason, we and others think that a vaccination approach is a good solution, because in any case, as I said earlier, you need to start the treatment early on.
Where can we find out more information about your research and how, where this is getting to the point where it will become something that would be available? Where's some good information for people to get details on things like this?
So details on research that's being done in my lab and in other laboratories and research centers at Bar-Ilan University can be found in the website of the American Friends of Bar-Ilan University at afbiu.org.
And I understand you also do some work with Parkinson's, too. So these are passions for you as far as trying to find some of these debilitating diseases, cures, or at least some preventativeness.
Indeed. There is a common denominator between different neurodegenerative diseases or dementias, such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. And this common denominator is the accumulation of abnormal proteins in the brain. So in the different diseases, it's different proteins and located in different brain regions. And so we are working on a platform which will enable us to inject a compound into the bloodstream, and this compound will be able to penetrate the brain and bind to the one of the proteins that are abnormal in the disease. So if it's in Parkinson, it's a protein called alpha-synuclein. If it's Alzheimer's disease, it's a different protein called amyloid beta. And then that compound can give us a signal in a specific MRI scanning instrument. And we hope that when we finish developing this, we call it a biomarker for the early diagnosis of Parkinson's and also Alzheimer's, it will give us another tool to diagnose the diseases, these diseases earlier on. But it's not a replacement for a vaccination therapy. I think it should be developed in parallel.
A lot of fascinating and good information and some very, you know, technical stuff, but people can find out more, obviously, by, you know, researching this. Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning and all you do to help fight Alzheimer's as well. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.